Show on Live Local First, 790 KFGO and KFGO.com.
It is another wonderful day on the mighty 790 KFGO, and I am your host for the next 3 hours on this program. As you might have figured out by now, this is the Mike McFeely Show on the mighty 790 KFGO. Our phone numbers, as always, 237-5948 or 800-880-5346. Fun program coming up today, kind of a mix of very serious topics like we always like to have, and also a couple of more lighthearted topics, including, now we haven't done this for a while, a McFeely family dinner table debate. We had another one of these last night. My wife and I, Michelle and I, had another little dinner table debate. I, of course, believe that I'm right. She, of course, is right. Just ask her. But I'm going to throw this out there and have the listeners either lend me support or not lend me support. I'm not going to do it right away, but I'll tease to it because we have a guest coming up. But I'll tease to it, Pinto. It involves young Miss Emma, our daughter, and employment. Now, keep in mind that she's 13 years old.
Oh, okay.
So we had a little debate about this last night, not including Emma because she was out playing with a dog or something, but Emma, we'll get to it later. It's
no, this is good. Now I'm intrigued. I like this. This is a good topic. This is good.
And I think in this area, because of the work ethic around here and what we do around here, I'll probably end up losing in the listeners' eyes on this I'll get to it maybe after we have on our first guest of the program. His name is Rocky Schneider, and he is a member of the Fargo Planning Commission. I wanted to have Rocky on today because remember the old Edgewood Estates kerfuffle we had a few weeks ago? The old Cardinal Mensch property up in North Fargo, they want to build a development there, and some of the neighbors in that great neighborhood up in North Fargo are saying, whoa, wait a second, we don't want this in our neighborhood because it's going to increase traffic, it's going to drive down property value, we have questions about flooding, all these different issues. That's back on the agenda tonight for the Fargo Planning Commission. Rocky Schneider, hello, sir. How's your Tuesday afternoon going?
Hi, Mike. It's going great. It's sunny outside. Couldn't be happier. And just for the record, I want to go on, you know, in your debate with your wife, I want to be on your wife's side.
Well, you don't even know what it is yet. You have no idea what it is yet.
I have a daughter as well, and any argument involving my daughter and my wife, I let my wife win.
You let your wife win. Yes, I let my wife win all the arguments, too. I know it's good for me. I know it's good for me, Rocky. Say, this Edgewood Estates addition is back on the agenda tonight. There's a continued hearing on the application from Comstock Holding Company. Rocky, what's the latest on this, and what's the meeting going to have to do with the Edgewood Estates addition tonight?
Yeah, what we're deciding tonight is both a zone change and a plat approval, and we make a recommendation as a body to the city commission, who ultimately gets final say. But the important part about tonight is it is a public hearing, and so I imagine we'll have a number of people in the audience that will speak on behalf of the neighborhood, both pro and con, against and for the development. And so we'll weigh what they have to say, and we'll weigh what the staff reports have to say, and the traffic study that was done has to say, and then will ultimately make a recommendation to the city commission.
Is there anything that we know today that we didn't know a few weeks ago, Rocky? Has there been any new news or any new studies or anybody bring anything earth-shattering to the table that you can share with us?
Yeah, there has been some new stuff, and I think it's good that so many people have been involved in this, because oftentimes these things come in and they go without a lot of public comment or public knowledge of it. And this has made news thanks to you guys and others, and the neighborhood's been very involved. And I think a lot of positive changes has happened because of that involvement. And I think some people's opinions have changed, and I'm sure those who have made strong opinions right away still hold those strong opinions as well. But a number of things have happened. You did mention flood protection, and there is a temporary levee up there right now, and a permanent levee will have to go in before this goes forward with, you know, building on. And as part of that, the developer agreed to take on the cost of building that, even though it does provide some additional flood protection for the existing neighborhoods. The realize the main driver of that is the new development. And so there were some concerns early on about who's going to end up paying for that. And so I think that was answered. There was a lot of concerns about traffic on all the roads, and probably mostly on Golf Course Avenue, but on all the roads, and how, you know, these 60 new homes would impact traffic up there. And we do have a traffic study that's been done. It's been out for a couple weeks now, but we haven't officially heard about it at a planning commission meeting yet. The findings were you know, there definitely will be more traffic. 60 more homes does create a certain amount of traffic, but they found it was pretty insignificant compared to other areas of town. I think during the peak hours, it, you know, it's something like one car every 3 minutes, and with this new development, it'll be, you know, two cars every 3 minutes. And so it's certainly an increase percentage-wise, but I think most of us would be happy to have that sort of traffic on our roads.
Sure. I'm getting the sense, just hearing a couple things that you said, Rocky, that there's a pretty good chance that this may be approved and recommended to the city commission to okay this. Is that a fair assessment, or has there been no decision made yet?
Well, there's definitely been no decision made yet. And we definitely take a lot of value in the public comment, but there has been a lot of public comments through emails and phone calls and that sort of thing in the interim times. And we have done a lot of talk with staff at our different planning commission meetings. And so I think most of us are pretty well aware of the issue, and I'm sure we don't have our minds totally made up yet, because we still have a public hearing and a vote, and we often change our minds in the midst of that new information. And so it's still out there, but I think there is pretty good support from this, from the planning commission and the city commission, but you know, the ultimate say has not been made yet. And so we want to hear everything that has to be said before we cast our vote.
Sure. Rocky Schneider of the Fargo Planning Commission, our guest on the Mike McFeely Show. The regular meeting of that body is today at 4 p.m. So what, a little over an hour and 45 minutes away from now, they'll talk over this Edgewood Estates addition. You said you got a bunch of emails and a bunch of public comment, Rocky, in the meantime. Has most of that been from the residents of North Fargo who are concerned about this, or was it supporters of the project, or how would you characterize the comments?
It's been a little bit of a mix. I think the ones that have talked to the city have mainly been those in protest of the new project. A lot of the ones that I've received just as a planning commission that didn't get routed through the city were actually from other North Fargo residents who are wondering, you know, how they can get in touch with the developer to get one of these lots. And I think it's kind of a unique situation where we have an infill where there's existing schools, you know, you're not building a new school. It's an existing neighborhood. It's an infill project. And I think there's a lot of interest from both people that live in North Fargo right now that maybe want to build a new home and stay in the same neighborhood, but also those who maybe have moved away from North Fargo and want to move back to North Fargo. And I live in North Fargo, and I think it has a lot to offer. And so it's kind of good to see that people like that as well and want to move back into North Fargo. And so there's been definitely a mix of opinions out there, and some are very strong in both ways. And so I think there's a lot for us to consider.
Do we know what the price range of these homes may eventually be, Rocky?
I guess I haven't really seen a range that's been given to us. I think, you know, they're probably on the nicer end of the scale. But I haven't really seen the exact dollar amount, but I imagine they're $250,000, $300,000 homes, and probably some higher than that if they're, you know, along the river.
Sure.
Edge, where
sure.
The nicer homes are.
Is there going to be a change to Edgewood Golf Course in any way because of this? Is there going to be any, you know, addition to the course or anything like that, or is it strictly just a housing development?
I don't think it changes the course at all. There is some ongoing discussion on Golf Course Avenue. It is a private road right now, and it will become a public road at some point. And there's some discussion going on tonight about how that takes place, because Edgewood Golf Course also has some flood concerns, and that road, because it wasn't built to city standards originally, has to go through a number of things. And so I know there's some ongoing discussions with that. But I don't believe the golf course has changed at all, other than that one access to the golf course.
I gotcha. Rocky, thank you. Thanks for coming on.
Yep.
I know you have
some other
stuff to do.
Thanks for having me.
Yep, you bet. Rocky Schneider, he's a member of the Fargo Planning Commission.